Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming guitarist Russell Malone, bassist Ben Wolf, and on piano and vocals, Diana Krall.
About a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Just when I think of mine, you try a different line. Baby, what can I do? I read the latest news, no buttons on my shoes. Baby, I'm confused about you. You've got me in a spin, and what a spin I am in, 'cause I don't know enough about you. Jack of all trades, master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. Master of none, and isn't it a shame? I'm so sure that you'd be good for me if you'd only play my game. You know I went to school, and I'm nobody's fool. That is to say, until I met you, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know enough about you. I know a little bit about biology, a little more about psychology. I'm a little jam in geology, but I don't know enough about you. No, I don't know enough about you. No, I don't know enough about you.
Thank you.
the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love, but I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. Away from me, no, they can't take that away. No, they can't take that away. No, they can't take that away from me.
Welcome, everybody, to an evening with Diana Krall on Bravo. I'm George Lavidanis. I'll be your host tonight. Sounds good, everybody? What do you think? Yeah? I'll say. How you doing?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
It's nice
good.
To be in Toronto.
Yeah, almost home.
It's home.
Close enough.
Hey.
Yeah. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention right off the top, the new CD, Love Scenes, has really done well, to say the least. 8 weeks, I believe, at number one now on the jazz chart, Billboard. That's something. That's pretty incredible. That, plus going back last year, the Grammy nomination on the last record, I mean, it's been a pretty overwhelming short time for you now. How have you been bracing yourself for this celebrity and the success?
I haven't really braced myself because I didn't expect it. So, you know, it's some days it's a little, or some days are a little more surprising or overwhelming than others, but then I get sort of used to it, and once I get moving, I feel okay. As long as we're playing, you know, music's the most important thing.
And with the record, with Love Scenes, you deal with the theme of love, but it's all kinds of love. It would be limiting, I think, to say that it's just romantic love. You're dealing mm-hmm. with the love of family, of friends, of life. Was it an issue that, or was it a case that you had a theme sort of in mind, or did you just sort of collect your favorite songs and find out, hey, they're all seeming to tie together with some common thread?
Right. It was sort of naming the baby after it was born,
right.
Actually. Take a look and see. But I basically chose songs with my producer, Tommy LaPuma. We recorded actually about 16 songs in two separate recording sessions, and then chose from about 16 tunes. Mm.
And, I mean, these are some of the great standards of all time.
Some standards and some not so well known. I think what was nice about it was after I sort of looked at all the lists, there were a lot of references to the British Columbia mountains and rain and gardens. And so that was kind of an unconscious effort.
Right. Well, it's a great record, and we're going to be hearing some really great music tonight, folks. We're going to be back with plenty more music, lots of questions. You'll be learning a lot more about this lady shortly, but we'll be back after this break. Diana Krall on Bravo.
Those happy hours I spent with you, that lovely afterglow, most of all, I miss you so. Your sweet caresses, each rendezvous, your voice so soft and low, most of all, I miss you so. Once filled my heart with no regrets, no fears. Now you'll find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. How much you'll never know. Most of all, I miss you so. Thank you. once filled my heart with no regrets, no fears. Now you'll find my heart filled to the top with tears. I'll always love you and want you to. How much you'll never know. Most of all, I miss you so. I'll always love you most of all. I miss you so.
Sounds good. Sounds very, very good. Time for a couple of questions from the audience now, as promised. What's your name?
Carl Dubin. What sparked your interest in becoming a jazz pianist?
I'm glad you said jazz pianist, because that was before I started singing, actually. I was fortunate enough to have piano lessons as a little girl, and then I grew up with an environment that had a lot of jazz music in the house, as well as classical. My father collects cylinders and 78 records, early dance band recordings from the 20s, and then Oscar Peterson, Ray Brown. It's a very eclectic collection that he has. I studied with a man named Brian Stovall, who was my band teacher in high school, and he was a professional bass player, jazz bass player, before he went into education. And I was very thankful to be able to study with him, because he gave me my first Charlie Parker records and encouraged me, my Bill Evans records, to pursue this music.
You have another question?
Yes, I wonder if you were related to Roy Kral, the Kral family, Leslie and Roy Kral.
Jackie and Roy.
Yeah.
Right, and Roy's sister, Irene, is a great influence on me. She passed away a few years ago, but I'm not related to them that I know of. I met Roy a couple of years ago, and he said, "Hello, I'm your Uncle Roy," because he gets asked the same question, so that's nice.
A family affair here in Bravo. Thanks. You mentioned Tommy in the first break. Tommy LaPuma, the producer. Tell me a bit about the relationship that you have in the recording process. And this is a guy who's basically, I guess, done it all and influenced some great careers. What's the balance in the studio?
I do the arrangements. I come up with the arrangements, but it's also a collective here. There's input from everybody. And Tommy is sort of the coach. I like to think of him as a coach. He sits in the studio with us while we're recording with headphones on. And sometimes he doesn't say much, and sometimes he'll say one more, or we had a great talk about producing, and he said that, just because you're a producer doesn't mean that you have to do every single little thing. He's the ears, the outside ears as well. Choosing songs, I talk with him about songs, and he's very much like a coach. He'll suggest songs to me that I will never think that I'm ready to do. And like the last tune he came up with, I'd never even heard of the song before. He mentioned it by a group called The Cats and the Fiddle. And I learned it from a Nat King Cole record. So he comes up with tunes many times and ideas about putting together a record, so that when you put the needle on the record, so to speak, you used to put the needle on the record, that when it comes off, you'll put it right back to the start again, and it'll all make sense as a piece. I could talk to you for a long time about Tommy. But.
And he can be tough when he has to be, I guess, too.
Oh, he's mean.
Yeah, he's a mean man. I've heard.
Mean, tough. He's a very wise man. He's very experienced, and I wouldn't say he's tough. He works with you as an artist. He's ears, and he's there to be supportive and to be a producer, which he's one of the best.
think we have another question from the audience.
Hi, Julie Chan.
Julie, what's your question?
You perform many period, many signature pieces. Have you ever thought of writing your own?
I thought about it, but right now it's like I think I look at it as I'm an actor, acting out plays. I'm not ready to write my write a play yet, or ready to direct yet. I'm still studying the music and the art form of the great songs, and there's no better way to study them by performing them and getting inside. And also, they're beautiful songs, and I don't feel that I'm being less creative by not writing right now. So hopefully, in the future, I will do that, but I'm sort of working on interpretation at this point.
A couple of great tracks coming up here, Lost Mine and Peel Me a Grape, sort of some teasy stuff. Tell me about the selection of these songs.
I just like I've always liked Percy Mayfield, and who wrote the Lost Mind, and who is often referred to as a poet of the blues. And Dave Frischberg's writing, he wrote Peel Me a Grape, of course. I'm a big fan of Dave's, and
okay.
Hope you like it.
Take it away, Diana Krall on Bravo.
If you could be so kind to help me find my mind, I'd like to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. My future is my past, its memory will last. I'll live to love the days gone by. Each day that comes and goes is like the one before. My mind is lost till the day I die. Words would fail me if I try to describe him. And though I know he's not what he should have been, he was the devil with the face of an angel. He was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you could be so kind to help me find my mind, I'd like to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. If I try to describe him, though I know he's not what he should have been, he was the devil with the face of an angel. He was sweet and cruel, cruel and sweet as homemade sin. If you could be so kind to help me find my mind, I'd like to thank you in advance. Know this before you start, my soul's been torn apart. I lost my mind in a wild romance. I lost my mind in a wild romance. Romance, romance.
Thank you.
peel me a grape, crush me some ice, skin me a peach, save the fuzz for my pillow. Talk to me nice, talk to me nice, you've got to wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me, either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Pop me a cork, French me a fry, crack me a nut, bring a bowl full of bonbons, chill me some wine, keep standing by, just entertain me, champagne me, show me you love me, kid love me, best way to cheer me, cashmere me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Here's how to be an agreeable chap. Love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap. When I say do it, jump to it. Send out for scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, make my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just make me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunderbird me. You heard me, I'm getting hungry, peel me a grape. Out to be an agreeable chap, love me and leave me in luxury's lap. Hop when I holler, skip when I snap, when I say do it. Send out for a scotch, boil me a crab, cut me a rose, bake my tea with the petals, just hang around, pick up the tab, never outthink me, just make me, polar bear rug me, don't bug me, new thunderbird me, you heard me, I'm getting hungry, peel me.
Welcome back to An Evening with Diana Krall. I'm George Lagojanis, and Diana, we have another question way back here. Hi, what's your name and what's your question?
Elizabeth, and I'm wondering who your idols are.
Have you got, or were, a couple hours. Jack Benny, seriously.
Really?
Oscar Peterson, my grandmother, Amma Jamal, Tony Bennett, Frank Sinatra, Uzi Buehrling, a lot. Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Ella Fitzgerald. There's a lot of people. Those are some of them.
As I make my way through the crowd to get some more audience questions, Diana, outside of the jazz umbrella, what kind of music do you listen to when you just need a fix of something else?
You got a couple.
What are you
hours.
Listening to right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
let me see. In my CD case, I have Willie Nelson's Spirit. I have Blossom Dearie and Frank Sinatra. I have D'Angelo, who I like a lot, and Mozart for Meditation compilation. Oh, it's just a bunch of stuff, I guess.
Sounds to me like you're like a strong songwriter.
I hope.
Above
so.
All, yeah. We have another question from the audience. Hi, sir. What's your name?
Mike McRae.
Mike, what's your question?
What do you do when you're not on tour?
Details,
that's a,
please.
That's a hard question for me to answer right now because I've been out for months and months and months. Ski. I like to cook and sounds like I like to cook. I ski and watch movies. I like to go to British Columbia and hang out with my family.
You miss home when you're not there? Are you a real homebody or are you someone that really loves home?
I really love home, but I go back there when I'm homesick, even if it's for 2 days. I'll go back or an evening. I've been back about every 2 months now, or every once a month I'm there usually, or I see my parents. My mother was just in Ottawa while we were working at the National Arts Center, so she came for 4 days. So I see my parents and my sister all the time.
That's nice. You should call more often, too.
Thank you.
We're joined in the audience by a special guest, Ted O'Reilly from CJRT, the jazz man. Hi, Ted. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
What would you like to know about this lady?
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Diana.
How are you? Nice to see you.
A few years back when you were around Toronto, it was hard to convince you to sing. You were a piano player who sang once in a while. And now you're doing almost all vocals. Are we ever going to see you leave the piano? I hope not.
I had a long talk with Ray Brown about that about a month ago, and I really don't want to leave the piano. I've been doing a lot of things, like I worked with the orchestra, but it was also I was playing piano as well. I like playing piano. I'll do both as long as I can keep playing steadily, you know, so that I don't get out of shape.
How long have you been following this young lady's career?
Well, a good 10 years ago when you were first around Toronto, but she was a child then, so.
Smooth, Ted.
Thanks,
very smooth. More music. That's what we're here for. Tell me about Bad Old Feeling.
It's a song that Russell Malone and I just worked out in the studio. We both knew it and decided to record it. That's about it.
Diana Krall. An evening with her on Bravo.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment you passed by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to find that old yearning. And I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old is still in my heart. Again, I seemed to find that old yearning, and I knew the flame of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is still in my heart. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think our love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regular as coffee or tea. You got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I just can't do without my supply. I need you for my own. No, I can't break away. I must have every day, as regular as coffee or tea. You got me in your clutches and I can't break free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
Diana Krall on Bravo. You've been doing some really interesting work lately for film, doing some soundtrack stuff and some songs.
Yes.
Fill us in.
Clint Eastwood's new film, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Mm-hmm. I did one song with Russell also. He did a couple of songs, I think, for the soundtrack, which will be coming out soon.
Right.
And Peel Me a Grape will be in Danny DeVito's film, The Kiss.
Is it true that you auditioned, but you didn't have time to maybe have a role in the film? Because acting is something, again, we're going to touch on that, too. Tell me about that.
I did do an audition, and they wanted me to do a small part, and I don't know what happened as far as my scheduling. I'm pretty busy, but I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the Melrose Place. So
I was just about to, mind reader. Melrose Place, man. That's the acme of the career. You've done it. There's nothing left to do. What did you do on Melrose Place?
Played a piano player.
Stretch.
And a singer. I think it's wonderful that a show with the success and the huge audience that show has, that it chooses to not have, that it chooses to have a club that's a jazz club.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
To feature real jazz musicians in the club brings this music to a wider audience. And I loved working on the set. We really had a great time. We were very professional, and of course, and Anson Williams was directing, which was...
Potsy.
Yeah, it was so
much fun.
Oh, my God. I know, he's wonderful.
They let him direct?
He was great.
Is he good?
He's excellent.
I'm just kidding. I know.
Tell him you said that.
I know. He's such a... I'm such a Potsy.
It was a good experience.
What's Heather Locklear like?
Oh,
come on.
If I had a dime for every time I was asked that question today, I'd
she's
be a millionaire.
Nasty.
She's very, 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 very nice.
Do you aspire to do more of this sort of work? I mean, is it something if you have the time, or is it something you really think, I've got something?
If that opportunity should come along, I'll decide then. Mm-hmm. I'm not pursuing it, but if it should come along, then we'll think about it.
The record is just going and going and going. How much has it surprised you, really, that it's hit the charts for that long?
When it was released, I was speaking with my mother, and I was asking the record company, saying, well, do you think it'll enter in at 46 or 52? Or I'll be happy if it's 27. That would be great. I was at home at my mom's house, and she woke me up, and she says, Diana, I asked me to tell you, it's not 27, it's not 12, it's number one.
Numero uno.
So that's really surprising. I mean, it's a great surprise,
mm-hmm.
It enables us to play music, to have a career playing music, if the success does.
Well, let's hear it.
Great.
Take us home, Diana. All or nothing at all.
All or nothing at all. Have a love never appeal to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. All or nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in-between. Why begin and cry over something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. Please don't put your lips so close to my cheek. Don't smile or I'll be lost beyond. beyond recall. The kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all. The touch of your hand makes me weak, and my heart may grow dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. So you see, I've got to say no, no, or nothing at all.